Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this fall, as winter wheat planting continues and the 2021 corn and soybean crops are now coming out of the fields, it looks like the supply situation, unfortunately, for fertilizer and other chemicals is now shaping up to make 2022 a very expensive year in terms of inputs. And the move by China last week to ban phosphate exports until at least June of next year puts even more pressure on the global phosphate trade. Now, keep in mind, the U.S. doesn't buy a whole lot of phosphate out of China, but all things considered, the country does represent about 30% of all world trade. And now China's traditional buyers, of course, will be looking elsewhere. Samuel Taylor, a farm inputs analyst for Rabobank, says the ripple effect, unfortunately, won't be positive for growers. Of course, fertilizer prices have steadily risen in the past year, and monoammonium phosphate is 74% higher, just to give you an example, than a year ago, while diammonium phosphate is 63% higher, and nitrogen fertilizers like urea ammonium nitrate has gone up a whopping 78%. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.